B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Paul, what's up, man? How can we help you?
So I basically have gotten ghosted by this gal Beth. She is super cool. I mean, like, we've been seeing each other for a couple of weeks. Like, I really like her. You know, I wasn't even really like looking to like meet somebody that like I was gonna want to go out with more than once. But she's really cool, and I don't know what's been going on. Her company has like kind of a late holiday party. Like, they do it after the holidays because like they're super busy during the holiday season, and I went to the holiday party with her at her work, and like I thought it, like, everything went fine, but like ever since then, like, I've just like been having a really hard time getting a hold of her. Like, she's been blowing me off for dates. Like, I don't know what I did, but like, I don't know. I gotta find out.
You don't know what you did.
I might have gotten a little too drunk, but like, okay, that's kind of her fault. Like, she was feeding me drinks. Like, you know, I don't think I did anything embarrassing. I mean, like, you know, I talked to a lot of her coworkers and stuff, but like, you know, I've had way worse nights. Like, I think I should be fine. Like, things were going great.
Okay. No problem. Well, we'll try and call her for you next, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Hello.
Hi, is this Beth?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Beth. I'm sorry for calling you this early. It's Ramiro, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can explain to you really quickly while we're calling. We got your phone number from somebody, okay?
Who?
So, let me just explain. We got your phone number from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a date. I'm just going to let you know that if you say yes to this date, or I should say, when you say yes to this date, you'll get to pick wherever you'd like to go. So your favorite restaurant or a restaurant you've always wanted to go to. We'll pay for everything. So it doesn't matter how much you eat or drink. And it's not going to be a crazy blind date where you don't know what you're getting into, because I'm going to tell you the guy's name and you know who he is.
I don't know if I know this guy, why doesn't he just ask me? I don't know what this is all about. Why are you guys calling me?
So that's actually a great question. The reason that he's not talking to you directly is because he's been trying to contact you, but he said that you haven't been responding. His name is Paul.
Are you serious? I'm like in the middle of my workday. I'm like running out on errand right now. I can't even be bothered. I don't even talk about this call.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry.
Okay, then.
Yeah, can you tell us why? And that'll be fine. If it's a no and you just tell us why, so we can, you know, we'll give him a call back, tell him why. Because he said the last time you guys hung out was at your holiday party. And he seems confused because he says that he doesn't recall anything crazy happening that night.
I mean, do I really have to get into the details and relive this horrific event again?
I mean,
Please.
I mean, it'll help. We could pass on the message, and then he'll know, and then he'll leave you alone. The guy needs closure, okay. Basically.
I mean, as I'm running like some last minute bitch errand for my boss, he really screwed up my work relationship with my boss and my team. We were doing like a Yankee swap, and there was this scratch lottery ticket circulating and everybody wanted it, but my boss got it, right? So Paul was actually the last to go, so he swapped my boss for it, which is ballsy for one, because no one was going to do it, because hello, the boss got the scratch ticket. He scratched it off, he won like $1,000, and he was flaunting it and just being a complete
I think I would have done the same thing.
I was celebrating. All right, I was a big winner. What do you expect me to do?
Paul, wait, Beth. Paul's on the phone and he heard what you said, and I guess he isn't doing what you said.
It was a winning ticket. What do you expect me to do? Like, fold my hands and then smile and just be like, oh yay, I won. I was having fun. I had a few drinks. I'd won. Like, if anybody had won that scratch ticket, they would have acted like that. It's exciting, man. Like, when do you ever win that much money on a scratch ticket? I mean, like, come on.
But it sounds like you were being a jerk before you realized you won the money.
Look at the Yankee swap. We're having fun. Everybody's always trying to dick everybody over on those things. That's how it works.
But like,
you're always trying to like steal from somebody, trying to steal the best thing. Like, yes. You know, and Like, come on. Like,
when you're with your family.
It's fun.
Honestly, like, I'm more pissed that my boss is mad at me about it, because right now I would normally be sitting in on this important sales meeting with a bunch of clients, and I'm out running some dumbass errand getting bullshit
lingerie
for his goddamn life, and it's all Paul's
fault.
Well, that's wrong.
Hold on, maybe we could fix this. If you say yes to another date, maybe Paul could call your boss up and apologize. And
no, I mean, it's like burned too little too late. He's like, the fact that he thinks it's funny, and it's not funny, it's like humiliating, and I'm paying for it, and I don't know how long I'm gonna pay for it.
Well, Paul, would you be willing to call her boss up and apologize anyway?
I mean, I really don't know what I'd be apologizing for. Okay. I mean, like...
Yes, that's a no.
That's a no. Okay.
That's the problem.
Yeah. So, Beth, is that a solid no? Is that a final answer for another date with Paul?
It's a hard-ass no.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
We have a lovely story that's going to make you basically drop down to your knees and thank God that you're single, all right? Check out a brand new Second Date Update on the 10s tomorrow morning, 6:10, right here with the Get Up Crew.